Welcome. I'm Bobby Fox, Waynesburg University Sports Information Director. I am joined by Waynesburg University head women's soccer coach George DiAgostino and senior Jules Moorbacher to take a look at the 2026 season. Coach, thank you for joining me. And you kind of took the PAC by storm last year. Maybe the best season in program history. 17 wins, all kinds of records set. I'm sure you knew you had the talent. You have developed a program that has been growing. Take us back to that season and how it progressed, and just if you thought that that sort of season was possible way back in camp in 2025.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us, Bobby. We appreciate it. And yeah, last year was fun. Back in camp last year, it was kind of that moment of like, hey, this group has it. It started with our yo-yo fitness test and going, okay, we're doing a lot better. And we had our first session. It was like, this group's got something special. And the culture has really grown a ton over the last 5 years, going into year six here. And, you know, this group just has something. And it's been fun to watch them grow and develop as players and as people on our campus.
And we've talked a little bit off mic. We talk pretty regularly off mic, but that was a special group for you, not only because of what they did, but that senior class was really your first crew of recruits when you came to Waynesburg.
Yeah, it started with Reagan Mittendorf, and that was my first commit, and kind of built everything from there with our recruiting process. And they laid the foundation with that first class, and which led to a great, you know, second class with Jules and that involved with that group. And it just can continue to grow from that point. And it's been a lot of fun bringing players in that have high quality character and athleticism.
And speaking of this year's class and this year's team, as we kind of transition into the present from the past, something that just blows my mind that maybe for people outside of athletics, especially in Division III, smaller schools, is the retention on this year's team. You brought back literally every player you possibly could. There was no one leaving. There was no one transferring. What do you attribute that unbelievable retention to as you look at the 2026 roster?
I think it's twofold. I think it starts with our recruiting process and what we do. We want to bring in people that not just love soccer and Waynesburg soccer, but also love Waynesburg. And they find reasons to be here, and they find a calling to be here. So whether that's soccer and the academics, soccer and the faith component, all three is ideal. And I think that's a big portion of it. And then the other aspect is the players themselves. They treat each other so well. The culture is so strong. Obviously, we always everybody has hiccups, but they overcome those and respond the right way together. And the togetherness of this group and looking out for each other is just something special that I think is very rare. And that's why they all want to come back. They all want to be here. They all want to go, hopefully, you know, hoist another trophy this season.
Looking at this year's roster, it's got a big senior class to it. A successful senior class, an accomplished one. Take us through some of those returners, not just your seniors, but obviously this year's juniors have done a lot. Even the sophomores on this year's team have already made an impact. I know there's a ton of names to go through, but anyone you can mention, we'd love to hear more about them.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Like you said, we returned everybody, so everybody plays an important role first and foremost. Everybody makes an impact, and we try to send that message pretty much every day. Everybody is a big part of this, and But we have awesome people coming back. Jules is great. Like, she's in the booth with us for a reason. You have to have somebody that can put the ball in the back of the net. We have Wave in the back end as the left back, who's just a threat offensively and just terrorizes people defensively as well. Jocelyn Stifler's been awesome. Can't not mention Lex Greenleaf and all right. The things she's done as a goalkeeper. I mean, I think she's number one in most categories going, and she still has another year to go,
right.
And which is exciting. And she's been incredible. So those are some absolute, you know, great players. And then, like, you have to have somebody that's clutch and Haley Gilchrist, right?
Mm-hmm.
She scores goals in big moments. And
right.
So that class has a little bit of everything. And we can't name all 13 right on a podcast, but all of them are important. But that junior class is awesome too. And Abby Googie holding down the back line, another all-region player. You got Pep up front with Jules. Alex Delaney comes in as well and makes an impact. So that group's really special too. And then, you know, that sophomore class right now, they were freshmen last year. There's going to be a lot of growth, and Miracle Hershey made an impact right away, and Gracie mm-hmm. Smith as a defender made an impact. And it's incredible to see how each player has grown and developed over their time here, and has integrated themselves, but also found their role and really stepped up in it. And then I'm excited to see how they continue to do that with basically 2 years together as a core, mm-hmm. which is really impressive.
Now, again, we can't possibly go through all of the names on the returners. And despite that large crop of returners, you were still able to bring in a nice-sized freshman class. Again, totally up to you if you want to mention names, anyone that sticks out, but I know it's still early, or just your thoughts overall on this freshman class and what they can add to the team.
Yeah, this class is special. They're a little different than the rest of the classes we brought in. They are probably the most outgoing class. I'm looking at Jules, and she's shaking her head, I think. They're the most talkative group we've had coming into a preseason. They did some really cool stuff before they even got to campus. Showcase events, they were doing team dinners before they were even a part of the campus, and that was just run by them. They just, in a group chat, hey, we're all going to be at this showcase, and they picked a night during that showcase event where that group of girls got together with their families and they ate. And I think that shows just the culture of our group, integrating them as soon as they get committed. They're part of the family, and that family-like feel goes beyond just the walls of the current roster, but for the future roster as well. And overall, it's still pretty early to see who's going to be super impactful, but I think they're all going to play a big part in our season this year in some way or another, for sure.
So taking a look throughout the rest of the PAC, I think it would be safe to say that from top to bottom, this conference has improved over your time here. I think there's a lot more depth to the teams. And I think even the top end, which Waynesburg is obviously a part of now, it's even gotten bigger. For years, honestly, it was pretty much Grove City's conference. Now Waynesburg has made a step up. I think it's not out of my place to say St. Vincent has made a noticeable step up. And there's other programs that are moving, that are taking a shot at the top. Give us your insight on the PAC and just how difficult it is. And I'm going to ask Jules about this a little bit later, because one game from last year that really stood out to me was the St. Vincent game and the extra effort that had to be put in on that. But give us your insight on the PAC and just how much it has improved over your time here.
Yeah, and by that St. Vincent game, great call on the goal by Jules there. You were on the mic that day, so I can't forget about that moment. I think I watched it probably 100 times. I think on the PAC side, like, I played in the PAC a while ago, right, over a decade ago.
We just keep getting older.
But the quality soccer keeps getting better. And, you know, back then it was Thomas More and Grove City. Those were the two top dogs. And it's changed a lot since then. And even in my, you know, this will be year six for me as a coach in the PAC, and seeing the growth and development of the conference is huge. And that's what I came in. I thought the PAC was a good league to begin with. It's just getting better, top to bottom. And, it's getting tougher and tougher to be in the top six. Yeah, Grove City's, done really well over the last few years, obviously. But St. Vincent is always a tough game. Allegheny's always a tough game. Mm-hmm. Franciscan's always a tough game. Chatham's had a great year last year. And, that W&J game, rivalry match. So, always going to be a tough one. Even games, you can't overlook anybody. Like, there's nobody you can overlook in our conference at any given point. It could go either direction. We're going to be battle-tested. And, we changed our non-conference schedule a bit to help us better prepare for that battle-testing. And, it's great. Like, whoever comes out of our conference, hopefully we can start seeing PAC schools make a run in the NCAA tournament. And, not just be the automatic qualifier, but maybe we can be a two-bid league at one point,
right?
Like, because the quality's changed. So I think we're starting to get a lot of respect. I think you saw that in the all-region voting last year, mm-hmm. where we had three teams getting recognition throughout, with Grove City, us, and St. Vincent. So I think that's huge for not only the conference, but also for our program, because people are going to look at our schedule that we have every single year is tougher and tougher, which is huge. That's massive.
And I think something that obviously a lot of people won't see in terms of quality of competition that you're looking to play, you had Case Western Reserve at John F. Wiley Stadium for a scrimmage. And for those a little less familiar, Case Western's a top 20, top 25 Division III team. How important is it for you, knowing that your team is improving, to continue to raise the bar on the competition? Because some programs, it's about wins, it's about stats, things like that, to try to take that approach, even when it comes to regional rankings, things of that nature. How important is it to you and your staff and your more veteran players, who I'm sure you listen to quite a bit, to play that upper-level competition, even if it's just in a scrimmage setting?
Yeah, we wanted to change some things this year. We talked about it as a staff, and I think the players agree that, like, we wanted to find out, you know, what we can do to change some stuff within our program, how we can get better earlier in the season. We didn't want to wait until October to find out things about ourselves. And the fact that we were able to find something out, find out a lot of stuff, in August rather than October, that's massive. Well, the last two training sessions since that scrimmage against Case Western have been super productive, super fun. We were able to be really detail-oriented and make some just minor adjustments because it was a really good match. It was a tough one, but, you know, it showed us a lot of little details that we can improve upon. And to see a team that was, you know, that went into the NCAA tournament, and I think they were a PK or two away from getting to the Sweet 16 last year, right? And have them and host them and get to see that in week one of preseason, I think that's huge for us and our understanding of how close we actually are and what we need to do to take it to that next level. And so I think that's really big for our program. And I think our players enjoy being challenged and enjoy embracing those moments. That's just the mentality that we have, because they know at the end of the year, like, we don't necessarily care about the total records of wins and goals and shutouts. Like, there's one thing left on their checklist for the senior class. And I mean, they've been to a quarterfinal, they've been to the semifinal, they've been to the final. Then the last thing they have to do is, you know, try to go win a title and get to the NCAA tournament. It's the only thing on their list that they haven't done, right? So we're going to do everything we can as a coaching staff to prepare them to get that goal.
I'm going to ask you one more question.
Yeah.
Before we turn it over to Jules, and feel free to plead the fifth if you'd like. It's a very high chance. Obviously, a lot has to play out. Could see Waynesburg and Grove City again. If that scenario happens, and if you beat your alma mater, would that add to the satisfaction, or does that really not? Have you ever thought about that, or what would that be like to beat the school that you played for if that were to play out?
I mean, that's a special moment. That feels a special place to me personally, because I got to play there, and that place made me who I am today. But, you know, being here at Waynesburg, I'm now Waynesburg. So it doesn't matter who we play in that match.
Right.
It's going to be special regardless. I haven't thought about it yet. I'm so focused on just getting better every day and trying to prepare us to be able to get to that point. We got to get there first. We have to get a seat at the table of the top six. And then hopefully we're getting hot at the right time and we make a run at it. And, you know, we're going to, whoever we have to play, we play. And I, you know, but yeah, you better believe it'd be sweet. it'd be fun. I'm competitive, right? So I think
it's not going to be lost.
The moment would be special, but I'll be honest with you. Like, I had a conversation with our seniors last night, and like, this is a special group, and I really do believe in them, and I think they can do this. And as a player, I got to do some really cool stuff, and you know, I got to travel abroad, which I got to do with this group here, and we took them to Brazil, and that was awesome. But then I got to be in the conference tournament four times, and wow, as a player, I went to three semifinals and a final, and I didn't win. And I told this group that, yeah, the Thomas More era. But I told
a lot of people had that problem in the Thomas More era.
But I told this group last night that, like, hey, you get to do something that I didn't, and that's get a second shot at it. And not everybody gets a second chance to win that. Get a second chance at it. So I really do believe that this group can do it, they have work to do still, and we're going to do our best to get there. But I'm excited to see the process and enjoy the process too, and be where our feet are. So,
outstanding, yeah. Coach. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bobby. I appreciate it.
That is head coach George DeAugustino. He's going to pass the headset off to Jules Morbacher, who is entering her senior year. If we ran down her list of accomplishments athletically and academically, we'd be here for about the next hour. So we're going to try to compress this a little bit, Jules. But first off, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So you've seen a lot over your 4 years. This has always been a solid program heading into last year. but then 2025, it wasn't just winning. It was dominating. It was asserting your will. Obviously, there were tough games that you guys were able to overcome. Just take us from that first game, first practice, freshman year, to as you get ready for your senior year. What's the biggest change you think you've seen in this program?
I think it's just a lot of, like, growing together. I think it was really cool to see, you know, the large recruiting class, obviously, that Coach George brought in my freshman year. Like, there was 17 of us to start. And so we kind of, like, right off the bat just became a core of the team just because there was so many of us and a lot of people who were significant roles, like, right off the bat on the team. And that just helped propel us forward because we were all growing together because we were going through the same things, the same experiences as a group of freshmen. And then that just, like, kept moving forward as we kept moving into each year of the seasons that we went through. So definitely just a lot of growth. And I think it just helped being, like, Waynesburg is a small community. And so when you are, like, I know for me, even we were all living on the same floor of the same dorm building pretty much my freshman year. And just creating those close bonds and close connections really helps with the team chemistry and just, like, the connections that make a team successful. So
I did want to ask you, and he's standing right here, so I feel like I'm okay to ask this question. Anytime people ask about George DeAugustino, I always tell them, in the office, off the pitch, super chill guy, incredibly helpful, and I'm not just saying this because he is standing right here, and genuinely one of my favorite coaches to work with, and I'm a good bit older than him, but he's taught me a lot as well, so I want to thank Coach for that. But when it's game night, I've maybe never seen a more noticeable switch flipped because he is vocal. Mm-hmm. He's not aggressive, but he lets his point be known.
Yeah.
But it's clearly it's led to success on the field. Academically, you're one of the best athletic programs on campus. And everyone who could come back came back. So it's not like an old school type of coach where you see fire and brimstone and he just chews you out. Clearly there is something productive there. Mm-hmm. What's it like working with Coach DeAugustino when he's got those two kind of sides? And do you like that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's cool to witness it. I know, like, especially the group who went to Brazil this summer, like, it was really cool to just, like, see a side of him that you don't always get to see, right? Like, he has to flip that switch, you know, so we know how to set the tone ourselves too, and know when to be serious and to truly, like, lock in and play the best way that we can be. Yeah, I think it's a great thing about him because he knows, you know, when to set the seriousness aside and to be just real and raw with us and have good conversation and good discussion. But then when it's time to go, like, he knows, like, let's go. And that's where we've been able to grow a lot as a team, too, of knowing, like, when we step out onto that field, like, you know, he said it right there before he handed the mic over to me of be mm-hmm. where your feet are. So he definitely knows how to set the tone and just say the right things and does the right things to propel us forward. And, like, he'll also say, you know, put a fire underneath us mm-hmm. to really get us going. So, yeah, I definitely have loved over the past 4 years playing under him and working alongside him. So, yeah.
Couple more questions. I mentioned this when we were talking with Coach about the St. Vincent game last year where you scored the winning header. Awesome play. Obviously, it showed your athleticism. For those who don't know, Jules Moorbacher is also one of the top forwards on the basketball team as a regular starter. And I know Coach Jones was obviously proud of you and happy for the women's soccer team, but he was also like, I got to get Jules on the court. I got to get her ready. But also during that game, you could see the effort and the toll that game was taking on both sides. St. Vincent is a physical team. I remember calling the game and just watching you and Waverly. Waverly Lorne is one of my favorite players to watch as well because she sticks her nose in and really plays physically. But there are a lot of players on the team that can do that. What would you like to tell people about? Obviously, the goal numbers were gaudy. The shutout numbers were impressive with everything Lex and the defense did. But this is a team. This is a team that prides itself on its toughness as well as its skill. Do you see that with the women's soccer team?
Yeah, for sure. I think when, like, we come to play and come to battle, like, you know, there's, again, you were talking about it with Coach, that there's a lot of tough teams in our conference, and I think we come into games and we're ready to meet that or exceed that and go beyond it to beat the competition. So, yeah.
Now, in small colleges especially, and sometimes with the larger ones, especially if there's a good experience from one sibling, it'll trickle down. And obviously, with how much work goes into recruiting, if you can have that where you have a little bit of a pipeline to keep people going and keep people coming, the Moorbacher line began with current men's assistant Tyler Moorbacher, your older brother. He had a fine career with the men's soccer team. You hit the scene. You've obviously established yourself and your spot in athletics history here at Waynesburg. And now little brother Jay is on campus. So you were saying before we started, you have never not had a sibling on campus. What's that been like? And what's it like being big sister on campus versus being little sister and asking Tyler all those questions? Are you doing the same for Jay now?
Yeah, for sure. It's been really cool. Like, I knew coming into Waynesburg, the reason that I even, like, considered it an option, obviously, was because my older brother went here. And he got a lot of good things out of his experience here on the team, on campus. And, I mean, he was even, you know, somebody who had thrown my name out there as, like, oh, yeah, my sister's looking to possibly play soccer. So, like, it was really cool off the bat to have him here as, like, an immediate connection moving forward, you know, as I progressed through the years. And then now to have my little brother here is just surreal and such a cool experience because, you know, I told him right away when he was, like, starting to look at schools. He actually wasn't even looking at schools originally, and I was like, I just think Waynesburg could be a really cool place for you, whether that's on the field or off the field. I just think, like, the community and the experiences, like, it's all just so worth it. And so it was definitely cool to, like, have, you know, my older brother as somebody that I could, you know, go to and ask questions to, and you know, he helped me navigate stuff as I was, you know, coming in as a freshman. But now being able to, you know, be that person for my little brother who I love so dearly and just want to, you know, keep seeing mm-hmm. him grow and flourish. Yeah, it's just so cool. And it really is a testament to, you know, the way God works. Because mm-hmm. honestly, like, he could have decided, like, my little brother Jay, he could have decided to not go to school. And I think that would have been a missed opportunity, whether that's on the soccer field or even just in the classroom. You know, he's going to be in the comm department, which I think is really cool.
There you go.
And I just think that, you know, I've grown a lot since being here, so I've become a more social person, but my little brother is one of the most social people that I know, and I just can't wait to see the connections and the people that he impacts on this campus. So, yeah.
Outstanding. We have, through these talks with some of our athletes as we get ready for the fall season, I've gotten the opportunity to ask them about their experiences away from the athletics realm here at Waynesburg. And you have been, I hope this doesn't come off as false or anything like that. You've been really one of the prime examples for the school in terms of what a student athlete should be, especially at the Division III level. Because for those who don't know, you're an academic All-American. You compete in two sports. You're heavily involved on campus. As you mentioned, your faith. You have expressed that through works as well as through your study and your walk. Give us an idea of what your life has been like here at Waynesburg. I know it's been a lot. It's been busy over the last 4 years. And just how you're able to balance it all. Just the fact that you're an academic All-American, you play two sports, that alone is daunting. Mm-hmm. What's it been like, and how have you been able to balance it all and succeed with it?
Yeah, there's lots of challenges with it, right? Like, I think the biggest hurdle was, you know, starting off in freshman year, like transitioning from one season into another. Like, that was a new thing because I had played many sports in high school, but it's still different when, like, the season's really did bleed into one another. Mm-hmm. And especially that grew even more just because we got more successful for soccer each year. So it was always a hard balance, but like being surrounded by a good support system, whether that's the coaching staff or my teammates that I'm stepping onto the field or court with, that goes a long way. And then I think just to like, in terms of like managing my time, that was a big growth area for me that I knew I had to get better at. Like I had to do better with staying on top of my assignments and, like making sure I was, you know, keeping myself in check, whether that was going to counseling for like, just, you know, like there's a lot of things that go into two seasons, a lot of emotions that go into both of those. And so it just takes a lot of like, I had to keep myself in check and have people surrounded, surrounding me to keep me in check and hold me accountable to keep, you know, reaching that standard of, you know, getting the grades, excelling on, you know, each sports team that I'm on. But just, you know, a lot of my motivation too, just again, and I'll say it with anything that I do, just comes from the Lord. Like when I would be, you know, tired and exhausted because of, you know, soccer or basketball, or because I was, you know, in the weird transition time in between, that's where my strength comes from, right? Because exhaustion, you know, as a college student athlete, it's kind of inevitable. Mm-hmm. Like at a certain point, you hit a wall and, you know, you just are like, either I just can stay here or like, how can I keep moving forward? And when I have, like my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ with me, I have my siblings and my family who have my back, and I have two amazing teams with girls that I have just grown to love more and more over my 4 years here. That's really what gets you through it and keeps you going, is the community and the people that you're surrounded by. So that's what I would say.
Well, very well said. Julius, thank you very much for taking the time, and best of luck to you this season. And there'll be a lot of eyes on the women's soccer team, and I'm sure they're going to enjoy what they see. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for checking in with the Waynesburg University women's soccer team for all the updates on their exploits and all the other athletic programs here at Waynesburg. Make sure to go waynesburgsports.com and check us out on X, on Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere else.